Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate you listening, subscribing, following the podcast, personal YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Ton of stuff going on in Philadelphia sports right now. Sixers seed playing game on Wednesday night. It's a little over a week away from the 2024 NFL draft. The Flyers still alive. And of course, the Phillies, after a split with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Phillies fall back to 500, 8-8. They just can't get traction in this season so far. And yesterday was a combination of things, mostly yeah, the offense not doing it. I know the pitching late got beat up a little bit. Wheeler goes up the grand slam. Wheeler was really good for most of his five innings, had one bad pitch there, a couple walks. But the issue is the offense. I mean, the Phillies right now are ranked 14th out of 15 teams in the NL in runs scored. They're not scoring. Their offense has no consistency to it. Their team OPS is 663. Only five teams in Major League Baseball right now are worse. They only have 11 doubles as a team. Shohei Ohtani himself. One player has as many doubles as the entire Phillies team. And we could go with the different culprits, and there's a lot. Early in this season, Castellanos, I know the walk-off happened Saturday, but he's been mostly atrocious. One of the worst hitters in baseball. Johan Rojas, it's when you celebrate a little single, that's how you know there's a problem. And there's a problem. He's not a major league hitter. And he's weighing down the offense. Whenever Whit Merrifield plays, he's weighing down the offense. As I see Trey Turner get going, laser home run yesterday. He's been offensively, you know, nothing special, but certainly better than it was maybe the start of last year. And, you know, home run kind of boosts those numbers up. He's got a lot of infield singles, so his batting average looks good. But Trey's been, you know, not a problem for the most part. Schwarber's been mostly solid. The issue is they have a lot of empty spots in the lineup. But the biggest issue with the Phillies offense, the biggest issue it can't get going, is Bryce Harper. I mean, you know, it's okay to say this when a player that everyone loves is not playing well. Bryce Harper's not playing well offensively. Now, his value so far this season, actually shockingly, has come from defense. He has been an outstanding defensive first baseman so far. I would go as far as to say early in the season, he looks gold glove quality at first base. That's how good he's been. But offensively, he's been the opposite of that. He had the 3 home run game a couple weeks ago. And that's it. I mean, that's his entire offensive output for the season. That's his 3 home runs. It's most of his runs batted in. He's been mostly atrocious so far this season. You know, he got locked in for one night. He got hot for one night. You know, you can't take that away. And it's obviously there. So it gives you some hope that he could do it again and start hitting again. But this is not what was expected. What is odd about this, and I would say a twinge and a little bit worrisome, is he usually gets off to hot starts. Bryce Harper's usually a hot starter. Take last year out of him, play in April, obviously, and you had to give him some time to ramp back up off of the Tommy John. But if you go back to Bryce Harper's career, his best month typically is April. He gets out of the gate really fast when he won his MVP with the Nationals, out of the gate really fast. He's not out of the gate really fast. Right now, Bryce Harper, as we enter play on April 15th, is hitting 190 with a 277 on base percentage and a 397 slugging. And that entire slugging percentage is just buoyed and lifted up by the one great night he had with the three home runs in the cold and the wind and the sub-zero look, you know, when he's wearing that thing on his head. That's it. That's his entire season so far. And you check it out, and you look at, yeah, Castellanos should struggle. But you know, you're going to have 2 or 3 weeks stretches with Castellanos where he's going to do this. When they come in July, we don't talk about them as much. They come early in the season. It stands out because of the numbers. Rojas, it's got to be a little better than this, but I don't know how much better you're going to expect. The Phillies kind of built this in. The one thing that's not built into their offense, the one that's not built into, you know, consistent offensive play from this team is Bryce Harper sporting an 83 adjusted OPS. Right now, the Phillies have two qualified hitters, two, that have adjusted OPSs above 100. Basically, they've been better than league average. Brandon Marsh has been well above league average at 156. He's hit like an all-star early in the season. And Trey Turner, off of yesterday, got himself to 112. Schwarber's at 99, about average. Real Muto's about 94, about average. They're right there. Stott's had a tough start to this season. Rojas has had an abysmal start to the season. Castellanos, abysmal start. Boehm, I should have mentioned as well, 98. He's right about average. So Schwarber and Boehm and Real Muto, basically average. Trey, a little above average. Marsh, well above average. But it's Harper. That's the one that stands out to me because he's the one you can't live with being 17% below average to start the season compared to the rest of the league. And you know, you look at his Baseball Savant page right now, and it's interesting because some things you would think are going to turn around. Some things, you know, you feel okay about. But one thing I've noticed is he's chasing more. He's swinging and missing more. And he's striking out more. Now, the strikeouts aren't egregious, but the chase and the whiff are bigger than they usually are, and they're towards the bottom of the league. Now, why? So, I'm of two minds of this. One, it's a little bit, maybe probably just a little bit of lump, a little bit of early season issues, a little bit of he didn't get his normal or what he wanted work at spring training. He was kind of halted by the back. And this might all just fix itself very soon here. And there's a part of me that says, of course, we just got to trust Bryce Harper. The numbers will be there. He'll be there. He did have the 3-home run game, which is obviously a big part of the story early in the season. He has a 3-home run game, which means that's there. The other part of me, though, worries that this is back-related, and this is, you know, related to the stiff back that he's felt since the end of spring training that cost him the last week or so of spring training, and it's never really felt right. I've noticed sometimes the play where he just doesn't look comfortable. Now, in the field, he has not shown that, so that makes you wonder, like, is that really it? But I've noticed it at the plate. Now, it could be the torquing of his swing is a violent swing. At first base, it's just quick movement. It's instinct. It's just moving and doing your thing. It's not torque as much as it is diving and all that kind of stuff. But the torque of his swing could be affecting his back. And I've noticed in the past when Bryce Harper's not going well, he'll guess more at the plate. And when he guesses, that's when he swings and misses and whiffs a lot. I wonder if he's guessing right now. And I do wonder if the back is more of an issue than we know and that we think. And, you know, look, we all hope Bryce Harper gets 100% if he's not there ASAP because this team needs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, there have been many players over the years. Two of the more famous examples would be Don Mattingly, whose power was zapped because of his back. And the second, you know, the last third of his career was changed. He was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. And then it was David Wright. And early in my career, when I started in radio and I was writing, I worked for NJ.com and I was like a part-time baseball reporter. So I would do podcasts on NFL stuff. I would write about NFL stuff, but also do a lot of baseball. And NJ.com primarily covers Yankees and Mets, some Philadelphia, a lot of the Eagles. But baseball, it's Yankees and Mets. So I would be like the backup beat writer. So we'd have people that cover the teams, and you know that was their full-time job. Someone cover the Mets, someone cover the Yankees and whatnot. But when they needed a day off or they were on vacation, they would just parachute me in, like, are you in for this series? And I would have to go to, you know, let's say all I remember one Memorial Day weekend, like 2016. I was at the Dodgers-Mets. The whole weekend. And it was a big series because they played in the playoffs the year before. It was when Syndergaard threw the ball behind Chase Utley, and Utley hit a grand slam later in the game. And Tom Halley and Terry Collins were screaming at each other and the viral ejection video. But so I was at that series. I was covering that series. And that was around the end of David Wright's career because of his back. And the point I'm trying to make is not that Bryce's career is over, but back issues are debilitating. And they are very difficult day to day to know what you're going to get. So when I was covering Wright then, and I was in the Mets clubhouse, he would, you know, hours pregame before the game, getting that back loose. He would spend, I'm telling you, hours. I would get there for a 7 o'clock game at three. He'd be on the field doing stretching exercises, movement exercises. Then I would see him take a very light batting practice. And then sometimes, you know, the ball would fly off his bat. Sometimes, it looked a little different. Then he's back doing stuff with the trainers in the outfield, just stretching, basically stretching, you know, all sorts of stretches for his back for hours before the game. And then he would play. And some nights, even within that weekend in my mind, but other games those years, he would look like the David Wright that played like a, you know, borderline Hall of Famer during his career. David Wright was a tremendous player to give the Phillies fits. And then other times he would look not great. And he wouldn't hit, and he would look awkward at the plate, like he was uncomfortable. And it was day to day, and you didn't know. And you didn't know if it was going to be a good day or a bad day, just, I guess, just the way the back responded. And backs are tricky. It, you know, I'm just giving you an example or two of Major League Baseball players recently, but I think we've all probably dealt with this or known someone that dealt with back problems. It's tricky. Some days you feel good, some days you don't. And with Bryce Harper, if that's the issue here, it kind of fits. Like maybe that night against the Reds, he just felt good. It just worked. And he hasn't got it to work since. And as we go through this, they need him. I mean, that's a very small statement, but it's a big one. They need him. Can the Phillies survive Johan Rojas being 40% below average? They probably can. Can they survive a Castellanos season where he, you know, has an on-base under 300 and he really kind of just slogs through and hits 18 to 22 home runs and drives in a couple runs here and there? They probably can. They need Bohm closer to average, you know, a little above average. They need Real Muto a little above average. They need Trey to kind of do what he's doing right now. They'll take that. They need Schwarber to get hot, which he will, and go up, you know, well above average. But all those things are probably going to happen. The one thing they cannot survive is Bryce Harper. It just zaps the offense because, you know, there's been runs this year where Schwarber's gotten, you know, hot. You know, he had the day a couple days ago where he got on base all those times against a lefty. Trey's, you know, had a lot of infield hits and then the home run on Sunday. So he's he's been on base more than enough to suffice, I would say. And he's got some strikeouts in big spots, but enough to suffice. But when I look at the team, the Phillies team OPS at 663, that's not because of Johan Rojas. It's partly, but it's not the biggest reason. You know, Castellanos, he's a part of that. He's weighing it down. But Bryce's is really what stands out. And it's the run scored. You know, Bryce can't make up for the at-bats that Rojas takes and Castellanos takes and Merrifield has struggled with so far this season. But the Phillies haven't had really a moment this year where they got Schwarber, Turner, Harper going. Not one. They, you know, Schwarber and Turner have taken some turns here. They've each had some big days. Yesterday, Turner. A couple days ago, Schwarber. But nobody has gotten Bryce going except for one day. That is killing them right now. And as we look forward here, the pitching, I feel really good about. I know they had a kind of tough day yesterday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. I feel good about this pitching. I really do. Zach Wheeler has pitched for the most part like a Cy Young award winner so far this season. Nola really hasn't gotten going yet. I think that will come with some better weather. 78 tonight gets a bad Rockies team away from Coors. Could be a good night for Aaron Nola. Love what I'm seeing at Rangers Suarez. He looks like an all-star. Christopher Sanchez is fine as a five, and they've gotten good work out of Turnbull, all things considered. Yeah, and the bullpen, now with Kirk coming back, I think could be really, really, really good. It's about the offense. It's about climbing up the offensive ranks. This team should never be 14 out of 15 in run score in the National League. It's abysmal. I mean, it's abysmal. You've seen teams put up 7, 8, 9 all the time early in the season, and the Phillies can't get there on the regular. They need Bryce Harper. The issue with this Phillies offense, the biggest problem with this Phillies offense is Bryce Harper has basically just participated in one game, one this season. That's it. The rest, he has been flat out quiet and way too quiet for a guy that's this great, that this great of a hitter. We've seen it. And I don't expect Bryce Harper to stay down for long as his back is okay. And that is the one variable that I don't know. I mean, if you're telling me he's fine, then I say, all right, it's a weird slump. I know the launch angle's down. It was down last year. A lot of double plays, hitting to some bad luck, hit it hard, hit it at people. And we'll all move on. And by, you know, May 10th, he'll probably have, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 home runs. And we'll feel a lot better about where Bryce Harper's season is going. But do I have a little bit of concern? Yeah, I do. Because when a guy has a back issue and he comes out of the gate in a month where he usually rakes and he's quiet, it makes you wonder what's going on. And there's no way around this. Like, can they get around the Rojas thing? Yeah, they can mix and match, and eventually Merrifield will hit. And maybe Pache will take more at-bats. They can make a trade. Mike Trout. I mean, they're going to trade for an outfielder. I mean, I think we all see it. They got two outfield glaring holes right now. But you can't fix the Bryce thing. Bryce is their third hitter. Bryce is their first baseman. And again, he's been very good at defensively first base. And Bryce is a guy that sits here for 8 more years and wants more on top of that. Like, the Bryce Harper thing's got to get fixed. It is the key to their offense. It is the key to their season. It is the key to this franchise. It's everything. It's the elephant in the room right now that the Phillies offense isn't going, not because these other guys aren't going, because Bryce Harper isn't going. And I think when Rob Thompson spoke last week and said, we're going to slug, he said we, and he said his team, and then three Phillies went out there and held runs. None of them were Bryce Harper. But when he says we're going to slug, deep down he means Bryce is going to slug, because Bryce slugs. And Bryce gets extra base hits, and he hits the ball to the wall and over the wall. And other than one day so far this season, he hasn't done that. If we're looking for the reason, the biggest reason the Phillies' offense has been as poor and down as it's been so far this season, it's not Schwarber hitting leadoff. It's not Trey Turner's infield hits and lack of slug until Sunday. It's not really Johan Rojas. It's Bryce Harper. He's had one day of offense this entire season. That's got to change. And hopefully this is the homestand for it to do it. The Rockies and the White Sox coming in over the next 6 days. These are teams the Phillies should beat. These are pitching staffs that Bryce Harper should be able to get to. Hopefully the back feels good. And hopefully starts hitting very, very soon. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. A lot going on. We'll talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.